right now on VFN TV, the Little Sisters case went before the Supreme Court, and unanimously they decided in their favor. We'll be talking about this great decision by the Supreme Court today. Also, we'll be talking about how God is looking to partner with us to be able to bring to pass His will here on earth. And finally, the power of forgiveness. A police officer that filed false charges on a man, and they both ended up in jail, and this man forgave him. Powerful. Today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
So Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy. You had the riots. We had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing His best to wake up America one more time.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And He has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates His mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said,
that we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. Will surround this land, and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolaszewski. Well, we got exciting news. The Supreme Court just ruled on behalf of the Little Sisters, the nuns, against them having to submit to this violation of the First Amendment on Obamacare. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Today, the Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision that is a big victory for the Little Sisters of the Poor and all the parties, and frankly, for all Americans. The Supreme Court said that the Little Sisters are protected from having to pay these massive government fines or choose to violate their religious beliefs. And the Supreme Court accepted the admission from the government that the government can modify this program to be more respectful of religious liberty. The Supreme Court said it's sending this case back and is giving an opportunity for the parties, for the government, to actually protect the Little Sisters' religious beliefs while still offering these services to any woman who wants them. This is a win-win decision that everybody should be able to get behind. They've been so happy, so joyous. They've been praying for the Supreme Court and for this case for a long time. One of our little sisters was actually, she told us in the middle of a prayer about this case when we called to give her the news. So they're overjoyed that the Supreme Court was able to give them the unanimous decision that they've been praying for, and this important reminder for all Americans that this is something that doesn't have to be divisive. The Supreme Court didn't disagree about it. We don't have to disagree about it. Religious liberty is something that is beneficial for all Americans and something that we should all support.
Oh, this is so, so very important, because the way the court system works and the way our legal system works is once a decision is made, and it's a unanimous decision, the liberal and conservative Supreme Court justices ruled in First Amendment favor of the Little Sisters, saying that you don't have to violate your faith and what you believe in, that the citizens of America can find it some other way than other than making Christians or Christian organizations or ministries have to take care of that. That's a huge thing. But in America, we have our legal system that says, let the decision stand. So now this case can be cited with cases across the land in all 50 states. They could bring this Supreme Court decision up, and people will begin to win cases all over the land. Maybe it's a local case in your county, a local case in your city. Maybe it's a case in your state. Maybe it's a case in your region. But you can actually cite this case in a court of law, and now the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the First Amendment in our religious beliefs. This is a very, very big win, you know, for the church and for Christians and for people of faith. It's just a powerful, powerful decision that took place. Well, you heard us talk about the Underground Railroad and things that were taking place as they were going rescuing victims of sex trafficking, and how these particular government law enforcement officials were really frustrated with the government not being able to, they're kind of held back by all the federal regulations and all from going in and rescuing children that they knew that was being held for sex slavery and sex trafficking and all that. Well, they formed their own organization, and we talked about that early on. It's called the Underground Railroad. But the exciting thing is they have a new movie coming out called The Abolitionists, and this movie will actually educate the world and our community and our churches on what's taking place. Let's take a look now.
So she's 14.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Does she do everything?
If she wants more money, she better ask.
There's not going to be any problems.
Exactly.
And she's 14 for sure.
Yes.
Laura,
yes.
You're the man. People travel all over the world and to engage in sex with children.
They're this age, and they're this age being forced into sexual exploitation.
There were girls, the youngest of which was 10 years old. She was actually 6 months pregnant.
These babies are having babies. Even the ones that are saying, yeah, I'm 18, and I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The demand side is what drives it. People want to buy that.
If me and my team don't find these kids and go for these kids, no one is going to. It's our job. We have to do something.
When we're in a foreign government, we work with the foreign government. We pretend to be one of those traveling people on a sex tour. We're going to go after these bad guys, anywhere they are. We're going to find them. We're going to root them out. We're going to pull these kids out. The typical sting is to do like the bad guys do. They sell kids. They sell kids for sex.
I knew that night that the rest of my life would be spent rescuing and saving these little girls.
Our best weapon is our stealthiness and our ability to really just trick the bad guys.
It's just a tragedy, but what's so good about it, they're actually educating us and letting us know what's going on. Some of the reports are, it's reportedly or allegedly stated that there's more slaves in the world today than there's ever been. They're sex slaves, children being held as sex slaves. If you have not yet gone to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and read and watch the program called The Pink Room, we can understand how these things begin to happen and how society's taken advantage of them because of the global ability to use the internet today, where good things are taking place, evil things are taking place too, where people are purchasing people online and through these kind of organizations. And so we thank God for this Underground Railroad and what they're doing. When we get back, and I encourage you to partner with them too. It's a simple thing. You can partner with them for $25 a month, and you know that you're participating in the process of them going. And they show up just like the SEAL team, and they rescue these kids. They did it in Haiti. We have some things on VFN Torch for you to be able to see that. But they go right in. They work with the local governments. They come in there, and they have to actually catch the people in the act. And they've done that, and they've had successful prosecutions and stopped a lot of things. And so we thank God for them. We want to pray that the Lord would just end the sex trafficking in the world. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how God wants us to partner with him. I mean, you think about it. When God was speaking to his prophets, he says, you know, do you see this? And he would say, yes, I see it. He said, well, then if you see it, then say it. And so whatever we're saying is what we're believing. And God wants us to begin to say what he wants to take place, because he can bring those things to pass when we begin to prophesy. It's very exciting, very encouraging. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Find out more at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Steve, isn't that exciting to see a unanimous decision?
Huge.
For the Supreme Court.
I think about it. It's just like, how often and how many people are praying right now? And you think about it, God responds to people praying in unity, and just seeing the fact that God hears your prayers. And we're praying that abortion would end across the entire United States. And this is a huge, huge answer to prayer.
Yeah, well, what this decision is based on Obama healthcare, based on my understanding. This says they were telling... It's one of those narrative Alinsky, Saul Alinsky rules for radicals things. Really, I don't think it was the issue. But they shifted when they first were talking about, you know, everybody's going to have to buy health insurance, Obamacare for everyone in their business. Then the whole place was revolting against that. And then finally they just shifted it and said Catholic Social Services is going to have to buy birth control for their people. And all of a sudden the argument went from government shouldn't be providing everybody's health care.
Yeah.
To the church is not going to be forced to go against the First Amendment to buy abortion or buy birth control pills. Mm. And it's like, oh, it's just a smooth transition for how Saul Alinsky works. You hadn't yet listened to or watched, you know, organizer of the day versus organizer of the night, organizers of the night. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Saul Alinsky tactics being used. But either way, that was a very important, you know, what the enemy means for evil, you know, God will work to good for those who love the Lord. And these nuns, you know, they were praying. They were asking God, you know, they were praying for the president, not against him. And they were praying that, you know, God would hear them. And a unanimous decision that said that they cannot force a person of faith to violate their faith by, for example, you know, how the Catholic Church with birth control, that's how they felt in their faith. And so... that will work in every, that whole case will be able to stand in every case in
precedent.
The land. It's a precedent. And they sent it back to the states, but they said, this is the limits. You cannot mess with that. If that citizen wants, you know, this item or this particular thing, you can provide it some other way, but you don't have to provide it through a church, you know, through a religious organization. And that's a huge decision. It's a First Amendment decision. The First Amendment gives us our right that the government can make no laws concerning religion or faith. You think about that. And so that was a big win. It's good that all these different things that are not happening to see that stand. And a unanimous decision, because these are the same judges that were for all these things that were totally against the ways of faith and the Lord. So that was very powerful. Well, you know, Ezekiel, and also before we talk about that, that these men, these I don't know if they were SEAL team, but I think they were CIA agents, mm-hmm. maybe, but they're definitely federal law enforcement, that they were frustrated not being able to just jump in and free these children from sex trafficking because they would see them. But the federal government, you have all these loops you got to go through and
held back by all the red tape and all the regulations.
Yeah, all of that. And so, and then if you've got a heart for the brokenness and you want to help them, especially if you got a call on your life, you're thinking, I got to do something about this. And they started, I believe it's, if you could look that up on the links for VFNTV.com, it's called the Underground Railroad. And they begin to form an organization. And this movie that they've put together is them in action going undercover. So when you're watching that video, that trailer for that movie, you may be thinking, hey, you know, what are they doing? When you go undercover, they had to go like they were a buyer. And they were going to go buy these services. And so they showed up in Haiti at an orphanage in one of the particular cases. And they were, you know, he was setting the whole case up. They had to be able to walk through the whole process of saying, you know, these are the children. These are the costs. This is the price. And they paid all this money to them. And once they paid the money to them, then that sealed the deal that they violated international law, I believe, especially Haiti law and laws in America. And they arrested all the folks that were there. And so this movie kind of, it helps us, you know, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're going to be held accountable, you know, not necessarily for what's going on, but how we responded to what's going on. And what's the name of their organization?
Operation Underground Railroad.
Operation Underground Railroad. You can get to that by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on the links. But it's so important to be able to stand. When you stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know, I did this, but I also was making sure, but I want to make sure that as many, whatever I can do to help free these children from sex trafficking taking place. In the pink room, man, that's mm-hmm. a powerful revelation because, you know, God just revealed it to us. We're trying to figure out how in the world could somebody in Cambodia, a parent, give their child away for a refrigerator and then sell their 8-year-old child, allow their child to be sold by a pimp, basically, mm-hmm. you know, for $8 or $25. And then we did begin to find out what happened was it ties into, you know, Vietnam. It ties into us going in that particular land. And then it ties into Pol Pot, mm-hmm. you know, which is the leader in Cambodia, I believe, and that he killed all the parents, killed all the killing fields. You probably heard about the killing fields. That was the Cambodian leader, Pol Pot. And he killed all the wise people, the people of faith, anybody that knew anything, he killed them all. And so you had all these young people being raised up by him and by others. And so they had no values. They didn't have that grid yet. And all of a sudden it comes to the point where a mother and a father could give their kid up for a refrigerator because they saw no value in that child at that time.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when we rid ourselves of our values. If we allow our traditions to be destroyed, our principles to be forgotten, and God to be forgotten, because the first thing Pol Pot said after he killed everybody that was knew anything, and parents and all, he gathered them all together in groups like of 20, and he said, God is dead. That's the first thing he said. The second thing he said is, this is your family now. And today is day one, that's what he said. And it's like, my goodness. Evil is mm-hmm. prevalent. You know what I'm saying? It's prevalent. It's so important that we are concerned about things that aren't just. And, you know, you hear constantly talking about, we know we need to end abortion. I mean, this child has a voice, but yet it cannot use the voice yet. So we have to be the voice for the voiceless. Another is a child. You know, that the child doesn't have a voice. And so we have to be there, you know, for that child to say, you know, this is not right. And whatever caused it, even if it's from Cambodia or if it's mm-hmm. happening today, that, you know, praying to God that you would stop this, that you would stop the abusers and the imprisoners and the slave traders. It's just the love of money, the fact that, but the truth is, you know, people do all kinds of things for money. And that's just another evil thing that's done, mm-hmm. you know, for money. But we can pray and ask God that it would stop. But we also can partner with, what's the name of their ministry again?
Operation Underground Railroad.
Operation Underground Railroad. We have a video there for you. This is going to just bless your heart as you see how things operate. Well, you think about this. God, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. God's God. He's always ready. He's always God. He's never like warming up, you know, me. I am. You know, he's not doing that.
Mm-mm.
He is ready. He's waiting for us to believe what he said. As a matter of fact, he had a prophet. His name was Ezekiel. And he talks about it in Ezekiel 37. And he takes Ezekiel out to all these bones in this field, all these dry bones that are in this field. And he starts walking them back and forth. And he starts talking to Ezekiel. And he says, son of man, he says, can these bones live? Now, you hear us talking often about what's taking place in society, but we're not giving up, but we're telling you how things are. But you first have to face the fact that it's a valley of dry bones. And then you got to begin to speak to the bones. You got to begin to say what God said. He's saying, listen, what do you see here? Can these bones live? Can these bones live? So he's talking to Ezekiel. Ezekiel had the faith to know that even though this is a valley of dry bones, even though America may look dry today and the church looks dry today, and you're thinking, all I hear when I go to that particular gathering is rattling bones, do you believe that God can cause those people to live again, that God can raise the church up again, that God is waiting on us? And so he says to the prophet, he says to Ezekiel, can these things live? Can these bones live? And he's like, yes. Well, then I want you to say it. I want you to speak. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look right now. This is the Ezekiel prophecy, and begin to think about your dry bone situation in your life and your relationships with your church or and your community and your business, and begin to, you got to partner with God. You got to say, you know, I believe God, this can change, and begin to speak that. Watch this.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath and say to it, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
Exactly what God is saying to us. You know, what do you see? Do you only see dry bones that can never live? Do you see hopelessness? Do you look around and see this is tragedy taking place? Or do you look like, you know what? Even though it's dry, even though things look difficult, I believe what God says. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to begin to talk about what Jesus said specifically, that we have the power to speak things into existence. We can talk to dry bones. We can talk to dry mountains. We can talk to the situation. But what are we saying? Are we agreeing with the enemy? Are we agreeing that that they'll never live? Are we agreeing that our relationships won't make it? Are we saying there won't be revival, or there's not a third great awakening going on right now? Are we saying it is, and begin to speak that out and begin to watch it manifest? It's very exciting. We get back, we're going to talk about the words of Jesus. But first, we have this offer for you. Offer 2006, All In, the coming revival and testimonies of the glory of God. As I was going to speak on a particular message at the VFM Dream Center, the Lord suddenly changed my message to begin to share about the testimonies from the Brownsville Revival at Pensacola, Florida, which I was a participant in. It was amazing testimonies and stories of what took place at the Brownsville Revival. And as we begin to share, expectancy grew, and that's exactly what happened at the VFM Dream Center. You've got to hear these prophetic testimonies in this message right now. It's offer 2006 for your gift of any amount. That's offer 2006 when you partner with VFM TV. To become a partner is very simple. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or mail to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or call 844-408-3688. Don't forget, partner today. That's offer 2006.
Keeping conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeo, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you, as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
What happens when the ACLJ wins a court case? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, when you pursue litigation against the ACLU, do you go after punitive damages and reimbursement of legal expenses?
Well, no, that's a great question. In some cases, you're entitled to damages. In some cases, it's just an injunction, which is you're trying to get a law declared unconstitutional. But let me give you an example. In the RICO case, the National Organization for Women with the Plaintiffs, we were awarded in that case, we'll be awarded what's called costs. Now, the costs in a case like that are six figures. I mean, it's probably, you know, deposition fees and all this, probably a couple of $100,000. So you get costs. And sometimes you do get damages. It depends on the nature of the cases. So there are times when you will get a punitive damage verdict, but that depends really on the jury.
Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Dan Gallagher from High Bridge, New Jersey, who's an educator, said, John, talk to me for a minute about connecting. Well, that's one of my favorite subjects. You know, I wrote a book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Basically, what I was saying in the book is this. A lot of people talk. But haven't you been sitting at a lunch table with somebody and they were talking and nobody was home? I mean, they just weren't. Remember the old gong show when somebody was talking, they weren't doing a good job. You could go over and take the old mallet and gong them and it had to be over. Don't you wish we all had to carry gongs with us, and when the conversation got boring, we could just get up and gong somebody and it would be done? Well, it's not that easy. And here's what's sad. So many people, when they don't connect, don't even know they're not connecting. I would encourage you. Begin to ask other people, am I interesting? Am I adding value to you? When I walk into a room and when I'm with somebody in an experience, do people really care and are they excited? Do I have the ability to draw people to me? Am I a connector or am I a disconnector? You see on a phone when I'm disconnected, I know it immediately. But so many times in life, people disconnect on a daily basis and don't have a clue. Maybe you need to get my book.
Every single weekend, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, going all the way to Monday morning at 9 a.m. when the live program starts, every single weekend we have Marathon Weekend. What is that? That's every program that was live throughout that week plays back to back. Back to back. Marathon Weekend. You got to get it.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's a powerful thing, isn't it, when you're watching it, what God was doing and what he was saying manifest, and how they put that together was just powerful. It's Rabbi Trinke, Rabbi Trinke, which did a real good job on that. But Jesus said specifically, notice that he first said, do you believe these bones can live? I mean, how many parents look at their children and they don't ever believe a positive thing about their child? But then you can actually begin, do you believe that child can succeed? Do you believe that it'll work for them? Parents should believe their life will succeed greater than they believe it. So they could turn to you and go, hey, pick yourself up. You can make this thing. I can see you making it. Dry bones. Anyway, so then you think about that. And so God was asking him, you know, can they?
Yeah.
And how many people say it's over for America? It's like, it's not over for America. America can live. America's still strong. If we'll just repent.
Right.
and turn back to God. In our next program, we're going to have, you know, Jonathan Kahn prophesying and praying at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's just a very powerful word. But even though it's a difficult word, in that word, he's saying, but if we repent, I mean, there's a way out of this. And so the first thing you have to do is believe. I mean, if you look at the dry situation in America and think it's just, I mean, I can't believe these candidates that are running and things that are going on with media. And then you just agree with it and say it's hopeless. God can't work with you.
Right.
But if you believe, as you're hearing us now for 4 years, talk about
hope
life, and life, kingdom. Love and faith, and that the third great awakening. And now you're seeing, if you listen, if you've been watching us and listen to us over time, you've heard us speaking these things out for quite some time, but now you're seeing them begin to manifest. And this is just the beginning. If we'll understand, God is waiting for us to answer and believe. So the first thing we have to do is believe that they can live. In other words, if you're seeing something negative, you have to begin to believe something positive is going to happen. Is that what God wants? Secondly, you have to know what God's will is. God's will was for those bones to live.
Mm-hmm.
When God's asking you a question, he's not saying, well, I don't really know.
He already knows the answer.
You know, here's my 2 cents. He's like, oh, great, next. And so, but the second thing is, once you believe it, once you believe they can, you got to begin to speak to that dry situation. And America is very dry, but all America needs is for you to begin to speak over it, begin to speak to it, and be ready to adjust as things come alive, because it'll be totally different. I think about this. I think about the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 11, where he's talking. And let me read that to you so you can just see what he's saying to us very specifically. You can see it on your screen. You know, Jesus said, you know, have faith in God. That's so important. Truly, I tell you, Jesus said, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes what they said will happen, it'll be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be done for you. That's so powerful, isn't it? But look at the last part of this. It says, and when you stand praying, in other words, you're having this conversation with God, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that the Father in heaven may forgive you and forgive your sins. Isn't that powerful? So he's saying, Jesus is telling us, I need you to look at the dry bones, hear what I want with those bones, and I want you to begin to speak to those dry bones, speak to those mountains, and speak to the situation. And the church, I mean, there's a lot of negative things going on, but if we're seeing something wrong happen, we could begin to prophesy something right.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to prophesy something right. And it's so important. I mean, your family needs to hear, you know, positive things. You got to break the lockjaw maybe in your mouth, and you're thinking all this negative thoughts are going on in your head, and your countenance or your face is like, you know, you could eat oats from a tailpipe because you're so depressed over what the media is just feeding into you, instead of realize, you know what? You have the power to move this mountain. You have the power in your words, your spoken words. But this is one big thing he talks about. He says, but when you find yourself in this place, standing amongst dry bones, needing to prophesy the word of God, if you find that you have unforgiveness in your heart towards someone, if you're going to have to be forgiven. You can't, it's not going to work if you're walking around with unforgiveness in your heart, but also that other people are holding unforgiveness towards you. It just locks you up. God's not wanting just to forgive somebody for no reason at all. Realize that if you don't forgive them, he can't forgive you.
That's right.
He's wanting to forgive you. And it's so important to understand that forgiving someone's for your own benefit, because he says, if you forgive them, I'll forgive you. But if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. If you want forgiveness in your life, you have people that walk around going like, I just feel so condemned, and I just feel like God doesn't forgive me. And you talk to him a while and you find out you're holding unforgiveness against this person, this person, this person, this person. Matter of fact, the whole world is their fault, right?
Right.
And they're stuck in that place of feeling unforgiven, because they're holding unforgiveness towards others. But Jesus says, if you forgive them, I'll forgive you. That's the first groundwork for beginning this prophecy over the dry bones. And there's not a better example of that than this particular officer who conjured up false charges on a man as a police officer and had him arrested. It wasn't true, but he had him arrested and testified against this man, had him sent to jail, and he was lying. But eventually the police officer gets caught. He goes to jail, the same jail.
Mm-hmm.
They end up working in a faith-based program where they're understanding forgiveness. And watch what happens. The power of forgiveness, where this particular citizen who was arrested on trumped-up charges, he had the power and the grace and the understanding to forgive this police officer for what he did is powerful. Let's take a look.
It all went down on this block in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Back in 05, Jamel McGee says he was minding his own business when a police officer accused him of and arrested him for dealing drugs.
You saying the officer made it up?
Yeah, it was all made up.
Of course, a lot of accused men make that claim, but not many arresting officers agree.
So you phonied the report?
I did. I falsified the report.
This is former Benton Harbor police officer Andrew Collins.
Were you just trying to chalk up an arrest?
Basically, the start of that day, I was going to make sure I had another drug arrest.
And in the end, you put an innocent guy in jail?
Correct. Yeah.
You lost everything.
I lost everything. My only goal was to seek him when I got home and to hurt him.
Really?
That was my goal.
Eventually, that crooked cop was caught, served a year and a half for falsifying many police reports, planting drugs, and stealing.
Of course, Jamel was exonerated, but he still spent 4 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Today, both men are back here in Benton Harbor, which is a small town. Maybe a little too small.
Hey guys, thank you.
Last year, by sheer coincidence, they both ended up at Mosaic, a faith-based employment agency, where they now work side by side in the same cafe.
Oh, excuse me.
And it was in these cramped quarters that the bad cop and the wrongfully accused had no choice but to have it out.
And I said, honestly, I have no explanation. All I can do is say I'm sorry.
And Jamel says that was all it took.
That was pretty much what I needed to hear.
Today, they're not only cordial.
Saturday, we went to the trampoline park.
They're friends.
You know, we talk about life.
Such close friends. Not long ago, Jamel actually told Andrew he loved him.
And I just started weeping because he doesn't owe me that. I don't deserve that, you know?
Did you forgive for his sake or for yours?
No, for our sake. Not just us, for our sake.
Jamel went on to tell me about his Christian faith and his hope for a kinder mankind. He wants to be an example. So now he and Andrew give speeches together about the importance of forgiveness and redemption.
Grab this, we'll set it over there.
And clearly, if these two guys from the coffee shop can set aside their bitter grounds, what's our excuse?
So powerful.
Wow.
That's the example. If for our sake, for the nation's sake, for your family's sake, we're to be able to, so many people are speaking mm-hmm. things out and it's not coming to pass because of the unforgiveness that's there. I mean, just 4 years in jail. I mean, think about it. 4 years in jail for charges that he did not commit any crime at all. But God brought them to a point of realizing this was unjust, but I'll forgive you of that. That's powerful. Yeah. Very powerful. You know, and you think about it, once you're dealing with unforgiveness and you're forgiving folks and living a life that doesn't offend others, I think about Walter Wink. When Walter Wink said very specifically, we can begin to speak these things out like Ezekiel was speaking them out, and we begin to form the future. Today is what happens. This is what he said. He says, prayer infuses the air of a time yet to be into the suffocating atmosphere of the present. History belongs to the intercessors who believe the future into being. I mean, think about that. You have to begin to believe what God's saying and speak it from a groundwork of forgiveness. We get back, we're going to talk more about this, and it's so important. Begin to see dry bones beginning to live in your life, in your relationships, in your workplace, and in your church. Join us after the break.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you, too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing up for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so encouraging. If you just joined us, we're talking about the power of forgiveness. Mm. When this officer, this police officer, went out and had these trumped up charges on this man, he was convicted of false charges, which should help everybody understand everybody that goes to jail is not guilty of those charges. I mean, the men, as long as you're dealing with men, there's some mistakes that can be made. Not only just, you know, evil plans, but people can, you know, make a mistake. That's why we have a jury of our peers, which is part of the Bill of Rights, by the way, which is very, very important. But he forgave him. And just watching forgiveness just stirs up faith and hope in you when you see that power. And imagine if the church begins to forgive. So God begins to forgive the church. Revival is when God forgives us, but revival comes when we forgive others. You know, God forgives us when we forgive others.
Praise God.
And that foundation of that. And people say, well, they owe me something. It's like, when you find out what you owe God, you're willing to let everybody go.
That's right.
Because every man has fallen short of the glory of God. And many people that are holding unforgiveness towards folks, it's not just. It's just something the enemy convinced them of that, hey, you know, the mailman drove past my house and now he did something wrong. It's like, mailman don't even know that you existed, for example.
All right.
And or a driver on the road, for example, that cuts you off, and all day long you're talking about that driver, but that driver has no idea he did it. No idea at all. But all day long you're talking about that driver.
Yeah.
That can happen with relationships. That can happen with business. It can happen in ministry. It can happen a whole bunch of different ways. But the biggest thing is that realize that no man owes you anything. Mm. And then you can begin to speak over these dry bones. We'll begin to speak out when we have a foundation of just, you know, humility of going, you know, God, you know, I just want what you want, and I'll say whatever you want me to say. And that was powerful how we could begin to form the future today by beginning to speak over those dry bones and begin to prophesy and begin to pray those things to pass. But I also think about, you know, that the song about dry bones coming alive. Just think about right now, as you saw earlier, those bones forming and coming together. I just believe this is going to come over your spirit right now. It's going to just raise you up and build faith and say, you know what? These dry bones can live. Watch.
We call come alive. Oh God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back.
Prayer infuses the air of the time yet to be into the suffocating atmosphere of the present. History belongs to the intercessors who believe the future into being. What are you believing? What are you confessing? What are you saying? Are you hearing what God is saying? It's time for us to rise up, realize you can move mountains with your faith and what you believe from a foundation of forgiveness. This is so encouraging to see what's going on. All these things that are happening to be able to bring in the harvest. You're the harvester. You're the one that works in the Lord's fields. You're the one that's to be discipled and to learn the ways and the voice of the Lord, to abide with them and to go in the fields and begin to tell people about the goodness of God in the land of the living. To begin to speak to these dry bones. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to begin to have faith and say, "What God, what are you saying? God, I forgive everyone that have anything against or has something against me. I bless them, Lord. I want to be used by you in this day. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you for hope. I thank you that you're a God that calls things that are not as though they were. That when we agree with you and begin to speak out your word, these things begin to manifest, God. And we thank you even now, Lord, your church is rising, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord, that unity is coming in your body. Christ-centered unity is coming in your body, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that forgiveness is going forth, Lord. We thank you that revival is here and the third great awakening is here, God. We thank you, Lord God, that America lives again, Father God, and we return back to the foundations in which he was first laid. Dear God, thank you for revival. Thank you for the third great awakening, Lord. And we pray a blessing on each and every one of our audience members. In Jesus' name. God bless. Begin to speak over those dry situations in Jesus' name. God bless you.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding is not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness. Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord and how they can spend time with God and how they can abide and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and now it's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey's being blessed, the Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed, and so many people are being blessed because she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iobide.org.